You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go.
Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is The Happy Mom Washing Machine. Once upon a time, there lived a widow named Mary. After 10 years of marriage, her husband passed away, leaving her and their two children, Brian and Isabel, behind. Life was difficult for Mary as her husband did not leave her with much money. So Mary took on cleaning jobs to make ends meet. Every day, Mary had to clean for three families. On top of that, she provided laundry services for people too. Often, she would work quite late into the night. Brian and Isabel would often ask her, "Mom, when will you have time to take us to the park?" Mary would always answer them, "When I'm done with the laundry." Though Brian and Isabel wished their mother could spend more time with them, they understood she was working hard to give them a good life. Otherwise, their schooling would cost too much, not to mention providing daily necessities. One day after school, Brian asked Isabel, "What do you think we can do to help Mom?" Isabel answered, "We could help her do the laundry." Brian then said, "But Mom wouldn't let us help. I'm sure she would say, 'Go and do your homework,' or something like that." Isabel thought for a while and replied, "How about we save $1 a day from our pocket money? After saving for a while, we can get a washing machine for our mom." Brian replied excitedly, "Yes, that's a great idea." And so starting that day, every day, Brian and Isabel would drop $1 or any small change they had into their piggy bank. After a whole year, the piggy bank was filled with money. Brian then decided to go to an appliance store with the piggy bank. When he arrived at the store, he said to the owner, "I'd like to buy a washing machine, please." Back in those days, a washing machine would cost only a little more than $1,000. The owner looked at Brian and, seeing the piggy bank under his arm, said, "Okay, we have different models. Is there one in particular you're looking for?" Brian said, I'm not sure, but this is all the money I have." And then Brian opened the piggy bank and began counting the money. Unfortunately, once he'd counted it all, Brian realized he was still $30 short for even the cheapest model. Feeling embarrassed that he did not have enough money and feeling disappointed, Brian said to the owner, "I'm sorry, I don't have enough money. I'll come back another time. Thank you for your help." And so he took his money and prepared to leave the store. The owner, seeing Brian's sad face, said, "My young friend, may I ask why you are thinking of buying a washing machine?" Brian answered softly, "Because my mother works very hard every day. She has too much laundry to do. My sister and I wanted to help her out, and we thought that getting her a washing machine would help her most." The owner replied, "I see. I'm sorry that you don't have enough money. But can you tell me where you live?" Without thinking much of it, Brian gave their home address to the man, then left the store and headed home. A week later, there was a delivery made to their home. It was the owner of the appliance store. He had come with a big washing machine. Mary, caught by surprise, said, "I think you have the wrong address. We didn't buy this. The owner replied, You're right. You didn't buy it. This is a gift for you. In complete shock, Mary said, But how? We cannot accept this. The owner explained to Mary what happened. Then he took out an envelope and said, This is for your son. On that day, he inspired me to name my new model of washing machine Happy Mom. Please accept these $2,000 as payment for giving me a great idea. Mary, even more shocked, replied, No, we cannot take your money. The owner insisted and said, If your son had never come to the store and expressed his care for you, I wouldn't have thought of the name. So please accept it. Because since then, many customers have ordered this new model from me. This money is the least I can do for him. And the washing machine is that new model too. Please accept my gifts. This story reflects the idea of building a pure land on earth, or, in Buddhist terms, the Saha world. In Buddhism, the word Saha means to bear or to endure. In other words, it is a world in which people must endure suffering. It is a world in contrast with the pure land. The Saha world is an impure land spoiled by earthly desires and illusions. The question is, how do we turn this Saha world into a pure land? In the Buddhist sutras, pure land means to purify the land. It means taking action to improve the environment and build a better world and society. In this story, the love of a caring mother trying her best to provide her kids with a better life means she's like a bodhisattva who takes action to transform a humble home into a pure land for her children. The son and daughter also acted by saving money to provide a washing machine for their mother. This story demonstrates that the true heritage of Buddhism is found in the willing spirit to transform the world we live in for the better. At the end of the story, the owner's generosity embodies a wonderful world. His offerings turn the family's poor situation into a pure land overflowing with joy. If we can spread loving kindness to all, such as when we offer prayers for world peace and the happiness of people, then we are making the Saha world itself into a pure land. When you move forward with this purpose, you are, in the words of a sutra, propagating the law, teaching and changing the Saha world. Buddhists carry out the practices of a bodhisattva as emissaries of the Buddha. Let us make our community, our country, and the whole world shine brightly as the land of eternally tranquil light. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, By helping each other, every place becomes a paradise. By respecting neighbors, every place becomes a pure land. Paradise is in my home. The pure land is in my mind.
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.